Number 4. Be neutral. Do not offer your opinion, agree or disagree with customers. Offer empathic support and work to solve their problems effectively. Number 5. Don't a euro unregistered trademark T react. Never respond to angry comments. Allow the customer to voice their opinion and interject with helpful redirection when appropriate. Number 6. Focus. When a customer begins to go off on a tangent, redirect the conversation back to the important issues and focus their attention on constructive solutions. Number 7. Use verbal softeners. Use words like likely, typically, perhaps, sometime, possibly, and occasionally with customers who might not respond well to categorical words like always or never. Number 8. Make angry conversations private. Avoid talking with angry customers within earshot of employees or other customers. Number 9. Agree. Find something to agree with the customer about. An agreement will result in collaboration and cooperation. Number 10. Use silences. When customers talk, listen and wait for a silence. After your customer has stopped talking, summarize their main point and work together on a solution. Number 11. Use timeouts. If customers are frustrated, annoyed, or are not capable of engaging in a productive conversation, allow them the opportunity to think by themselves for short periods of time. Then, address their concerns effectively. Number 12. Set limits. When customers refuse to act constructively and alternative methods have been exhausted, set limits and end the interaction. To build healthier businesses, it is important to manage customary euro unregistered trademark S expectations and take the necessary steps to avoid arguments, disputes and other forms of conflict. Customer service representatives can use the above conflict resolution tips to resolve most disputes to resolve issues before they impact the company. Don't a euro unregistered trademark T make matters worse for your customers by making them go through a never-ending IVR or not calling them back if the call drops. Help your call center agents automate great customer service over the phone by using award-winning virtual call center software. Request a live demo by clicking the button below. Best practices for serving diverse customers. Good customer service means different things to different people. EA Euro Unregistered Trademark LL explain different ways to develop cultural competency for customer service and have a greater opportunity to attract and retain diverse customers. Best practices for serving diverse customers. Good customer service means different things to different people. Here are 5 ways to develop your cultural competency for customer service and have a greater opportunity to attract and retain diverse customers. 1. Know your clientele. Spend time talking with clients to learn about where they are from. You should have a basic knowledge of relevant worldviews, values, and beliefs. Expect difference, not similarities. The more you know about your clients, the better you can meet their needs through appropriate customer service. 2. Seek out culture-specific knowledge of your customers. Is your client Japanese, Chinese, or Korean? Don't a euro unregistered trademark T lump cultures under one umbrella. Learn beyond Asian or Hispanic commonalities to discover the uniqueness each country. Mastering a few key phrases in their language is always a warm way to build relations. 3. Recognize patterns for communicating. Does the client prefer speak your mind or read between the lines when communicating? Do they focus on relationships in customer service or value efficiency and speed? Pay attention to both verbal and nonverbal communication and learn to mirror them in your customer service. By mirroring Simonia Euro unregistered trademark S communication style, you are affirming their values in that area. 4. Attract diverse customers by having a diverse workforce. Create a welcoming environment for a variety of clients. When people see themselves and their cultures reflected in a business, they are more likely to become a customer than if they feel like an outsider. 5. Build relationships. Your customers are not just a series of tasks to be completed or passed off to the next worker. In Hispanic, Asian, Arab, and African cultures, relationships are key to conducting business. Become an active listener and build relationships to grow a loyal customer base. Communicating with diverse customers. A Eurocent, be careful with remarks, jokes. A Eurocent, use inclusive language. A Eurocent, respect preferences of address. A euro cent use general terms. A euro cent recognize word impact. A euro cent use care with nonverbal gestures. A euro cent recognize importance of cultural differences. Customer service significantly improves with diversity in the workplace. Cultivating a diverse workforce helps companies enhance their brand, attract top talent, and deliver exceptional customer service. Let's summarize what this training is all about. A euro cent developing an effective corporate diversity program is a strategic imperative for global consumer-facing companies. A euro cent a team of customer service representatives that mirrors the diversity of the customers you serve will be the best ambassadors of your brand. A euro cent a diverse workforce is shown to foster enhanced creativity, promote innovation, and drive financial returns above their national industry medians. All right, team. I want to make sure you get the gist of what we expect from you as a vital part of our customers' crisis management team. Next, we will put your skills to the test by a practical exercise. This will help you when a situation arises to recall and execute the desired actions. Remember, training does no good if not rehearsed and executed. Work as a team to produce the best customer service results. I'll be around if you have any questions. Thank you.